MZ CubeSat SIM featured in QST magazine. The MZ CubeSat SIM, the CubeSat Simulator, is a small low-cost spacecraft simulator that serves as a tool for academic education, public demonstrations, and theory and design principles. It can be used in a classroom, lab, or training setting to introduce the basics of satellite operations, or it can be used to teach STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math exercises. The September issue of QST magazine has an article about the project. The article, Meet the CubeSat SIM, is written by Mark Samus, KD2XS, and Mark is a long-time key contributor to the CubeSat SIM project and is the project manager for the ARRIS STAR project. ARRL members will find the article beginning on page 54 of the September issue and available by logging into the ARRL, and of course you have to be a member to do that. By special permission from ARRL and QST, all may read the PDF version of the article on the CubeSat SIM project website, and you can go to CubeSatSIM, one word, .org/meet-the-CubeSatSIM.pdf. The CubeSat SIM and low-cost CubeSat SIM Lite are available on the AMSAT store. ARRIS receives Challenger 7 recognition. ARRIS, which is the amateur radio on the International Space Station, is honored to receive the prestigious Challenger 7 recognition, a national honor celebrating organizations whose work reflects the spirit, vision, and values of the Challenger 51 crew. This recognition is a tribute, not a competition, says the Challenger Center. It honors those who embody the Challenger crew's values of exploration, learning, and inspiration, while also celebrating trailblazing organizations and programs that will carry this mission forward into the future. The ARRIS team is humbled to receive the Challenger 7 recognition, says ARRIS USA Executive Director and ARRIS International Chair Frank Bauer, KA3HDO. We thank the Challenger Center community for this honor, as well as treasure our long-standing partnership with them. The outcomes of our ARRIS onboard astronaut experiences emulate the exploration and education spirit of the Challenger crew, to engage and educate with our next generation of explorers in STEM, while giving them the tools and inspiration to prepare them for future STEM careers. Norwegian amateurs experiment with satellite voice control. Amateur radio operators from the Oslo group of the Norwegian Radio Relay League, using an experimental satellite and homebrew ham equipment, successfully reprogrammed the satellite to respond to voice control. On July the 27th, 2026, a verbal command sent via a 23-centimeter signal from the roof of the Oslo group's club station was received, transcribed, and executed on the board of the OpsSat Pretty satellite. The satellite then activated the game Doom in response and downloaded images of the game as confirmation. Voice control of a satellite was a reality, performed by radio amateurs in the Oslo group. The spacecraft is operated by Graz University of Technology in Austria, and the experimentation is coordinated by the European Space Agency's European Space Operations Center in Darmstadt, Germany. The OpsSat Pretty is a 3U CubeSat which is 10 by 10 by 34 centimeters, with a reconfigurable processing platform that allows a wide range of custom software and firmware experiments and is highly connected to an onboard software-defined radio, or SDR. For this satellite, the Satellite Experimental Processing Platform, or SEPP, where the experiments run, is connected to an SDR receive only, said team member Eskil, LB6AJ. As far as I know, the TMTC, which is the Telemetry and Telecommand, is outside of the SEP, so I do not believe the satellite will be able to talk back to us, unlike other satellite operations for amateurs, where you can listen when you are aiming directly. We have been shouting towards the stars and gotten data back hours later. Now to some passes for today, Sunday the 23rd of August, and all times in Central African time. The International Space Station, 2220 to 2230. SO 50 or Saudi Sat 1C, 1900 to 1914, and finally Chapisa Sat 1554 to 1605. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.